recognize that you would sing one special song now. Would you like to request it?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. This is the ladies' side and this is the gents' side. Translation. I think some is fine. Great translation.
Several years ago, there was one very elderly Bengali gentleman in Vrindavan. Now he has left this world. He was very, very old. I think that at this time he was 82 or so. And he had a very serious problem. I don't know what it was, perhaps some kind of a flu or something. And it appeared that he was going to leave this world. And we had known him, he had been in Vrindavan since at the temple in Vrindavan, since probably the late 80s or early 90s. So he had been there for a long time. And he was a very special person, very feisty, and his English was quite good. And he said he one time went to a program in Calcutta, and he saw Prabhupada give a lecture. And anyway, when he was close to leaving his body, and then I was away at that time. And when I came back, I would visit him each day. And Maharaj was in Vrindavan at that time, or he had just left for some preaching or something, and he would tell me when I would visit him that every day Maharaj would come to him and sing a song, a Bengali song, Bengali bhajan, and he would always quote it, and he would feel very, very teary when he quoted it, and he would say, because it was nearing the end of his life, he ended up living a few more months actually, but it was at the end. And he kept on quoting this song and saying, I have done no bhajan, I have done no worship of Krishna in my life. So I always wanted to hear this song from Maharaj, because it so touched this Nadu Dhirin Singh. And so I have asked Maharaj if he would kindly send it and speak about it. And he has kindly agreed.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
This is a song by Vasudev Ghosh, one of the intimate associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Don't neglect giving me your mercy. That's the title. Gauranga Kunimore Dayana Chariho. So I'll read the translation first. O Lord Gauranga, please do not neglect to show me your mercy, making me your very own property. Kindly keep me situated at the reddish soles of your feet. With the intention of attaining your feet, I have utterly renounced everything. Now I have taken full shelter of your soothing lotus feet. Whether I am related to this family lineage or that family lineage, I have completely abandoned them all. I beg you to mercifully keep me by your feet, calling me your own. Vasudev Ghosh says, since I have tightly grasped hold of your feet, please keep me here by always bestowing their soothing shade.
Gauranga tumi mori dayana chari ho
Thank you. Himself, who has come in the guise of his devotee to bestow mercy that has never before been given. Anarpita charin chirap karun yavati nakalau samarpayika punyato chvala samsvatakti shriya. So he has come to give something that is unprecedented, the nectarian mellow or the taste of the love of Vrindavan. And he doesn't see the qualifications or disqualifications of anyone. He liberally, most magnanimously gives Krishna prema to one and all. And therefore, dependence on the mercy of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu is essential, because in this age of Kali, almost everyone is unqualified. Therefore, to take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, as Vasudeva Ghosh has done here, is the way to go ahead. Whether it is in our chanting of our japa or kirtan, or whether it is in removing the anarthas in the heart and eventually developing Krishna prema, in every respect we are dependent on the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Vasudeva Ghosh therefore is petitioning Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that please do not neglect giving me your mercy. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.